You're listening to SBS News.
Off Queensland's pristine coastline sits Gladstone's liquefied natural gas facility on Curtis Island. The multi-billion dollar project's funding was helped by an almost $255 million loan from Australia's Export Credit Agency. New research conducted by non-profit organisation Jubilee Australia estimates Export Finance Australia, or EFA, has spent up to $1.69 billion in financing fossil fuel projects and related services over the past 11 years, but only $20 million on renewable energy. Jubilee Australia Executive Director Luke Fletcher says the disparity highlights a concerning trend.
When it comes to EFA, the amount of financing for fossil fuels dwarfs the amount that's going to renewables. So EFA is really, really not investing in renewables, and that's a huge problem.
The credit agency is a Commonwealth entity with an independent board. It's self-funded, with the money it spends going towards Australian export companies or their potential buyers, including overseas projects. It's also helped finance the Ichthys LNG project off Western Australia's coast and the Wiggins Island Coal Export Terminal in Queensland. The credit agency's mandate is to invest in sectors of national interest where there is a gap in private investment. Tony Wood is the director of the Energy Program at Policy Analysis Centre, the Grattan Institute. He says EFA's past investment pattern is not surprising given Australia's export interests, but these decisions must now be considered through a different lens.
Today, you would apply a very different assessment of these projects based simply on the financial risk. That, you know, you could fund something which in the next couple of decades becomes a stranded asset.
Australia has long reaped the financial rewards of fossil fuel exports, which accounted for $71 billion in revenue in the last financial year alone. But Tony Wood says the threat posed by climate change is changing the investment equation.
Because there is little doubt that the direction is towards lower emissions and the direction is away from higher emissions. And that simply means that in itself creates, the best pressure, which is real financial pressure, on these organisations to change the way that they've been supporting various industries.
A statement from Trade Minister Dan Tehan says decisions about what projects are funded via the EFA's commercial account are based on independent assessment and are subject to board oversight. EFA assesses all transactions on a case-by-case basis and does not favour certain types of projects over others. But independent MP Zali Steggall is concerned about their past investments.
It is very concerning if a vast proportion of that financing capability is in fact being spent on propping up fossil fuels, which we know private money no longer wants to support or fund.
Britain and six European countries in April this year committed to harnessing public export finance as a key driver in the fight against climate change, and some want Australians to follow in this direction. Jubilee's Luke Fletcher is one of them.
If the world is going to have any chance of meeting Paris climate targets, all new financing for new fossil fuel projects needs to stop today. But that doesn't mean that all exports are going to stop tomorrow. It's going to be a gradual process, it's going to happen slowly. What we're talking about is not building new supply and putting it into the system.
Zali Steggall agrees Australia needs to change its approach to financing fossil fuel projects.
We need to make a rapid transition away from fossil fuels, that we need to invest in clean technologies. It is time to call time on funding of fossil fuels.
EFA has been contacted for comment. Tom Stainer, SBS News.